Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 150 world leaders gathering today in Paris for a UN summit with the goal of agreeing to binding measures to address climate change and keep global temperatures from rising to a level with catastrophic impacts, with they peg at 2 degrees Celsius. Jennifer Morgan is Global Director for Climate Programs at the World Resources Institute.
The most we can expect, I think, is that it's a real turning point, that at the end of the conference, between the climate pledges countries have put on the table, the agreement itself, the announcements that'll come from the Paris moment, that we can say 2 degrees is still within sight, and that there will be a material impact on the real economy starting the next day.
An attempt in Copenhagen in 2009 to craft a global deal did not happen because of what they said described as an ill-tempered summit with divisions between rich and poor countries. This year's meeting runs through December the 11th. Pope Francis said today that Christians and Muslims are brothers. He was speaking at the main mosque in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic. CR has seen political conflict and clashes between Christians and Muslim militants dating back for several years. Pope will be celebrating a mass at the stadium in Bangui to wrap up his Africa tour, which included Kenya and Uganda. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths today for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teen who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The killing's part of the back-and-forth attacks that led to a 50-day war in Gaza Strip that killed more than 2,200, most of them Palestinian civilians. This is VOA News. Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with the European Union related to the troubled Israeli-Palestinian peace process to protest an EU move to label products manufactured in Israeli settlements in the West Bank and other Israeli-occupied territories. Sunday's announcement caps weeks of rising diplomatic tensions with the EU. Trade bloc has sought to pressure Israel to ease West Bank settlement expansion. United States has received credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next couple of days. Rising insecurity in Kabul has already forced the U.S. Embassy not to allow its personnel to travel by road, instead relying upon helicopters. Other foreign diplomatic missions and international aid groups have also taken similar precautions. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the United States should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State militants. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad Sunday the U.S. must take part in a multinational force that McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says will have two key objectives.
First, you have to obviously take out ISIS, but at the same time, you have to establish a no-fly zone, which sends the message to Bashar Assad that he can stop barrel bombing the people and slaughtering innocent civilian men, women, and children, and driving millions into refugee status, which we are trying to cope with now.
Both McCain and Graham suggest the force required may need to be as high as 100,000, but Graham says it would be comprised mostly of regional troops. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union agreed to a multi-billion dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants. Conflicts and instability in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and parts of Africa have forced huge numbers of people to flee their homelands. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Sunday's EU-Turkey summit in Brussels was a fruitful meeting.
We were discussing with our Turkish partners the issue of resettlement of refugees coming from Turkey to European territories. The Commission has been tasked to prepare all the work needed in that relation from now to the 15th of December.
Juncker said the Brussels meeting and the agreements reached were the result of common efforts by all parties. And Beijing and other parts of China experiencing some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping preparing to meet with other world leaders in Paris to decide what to do about climate change. Air quality in the Chinese capital was considered hazardous today. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.